Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, folks. I'm Alex, here with the ever-curious Jamie. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Python AI libraries. It's 2025, and Python is still the king of AI and machine learning.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie, and I'm here to ask all the questions you're probably thinking, plus probably a few silly ones, because let's face it, this stuff can get pretty complex. Right, Alex?
Absolutely, Jamie. But that's what makes it fun. Python's ecosystem is vast, and today we're focusing on the creme de la creme of AI libraries. We're talking TensorFlow, PyTorch, scikit-learn, and a few others that are shaping the future.
Ooh, sounds like a packed episode. Let's start with TensorFlow. I've heard it's the go-to for enterprises. Why is that?
Great question, Jamie. TensorFlow, developed by Google Brain, is all about high performance and scalability. It's designed for both research and production, making it ideal for businesses that need to deploy AI models across various platforms.
So it's the Swiss Army knife of AI libraries?
You could say that. It's versatile, but also complex. The learning curve can be steep, but once you get the hang of it, you can do some pretty amazing things, like building and training sophisticated deep learning models.
All right, so if TensorFlow is the Swiss Army knife, what does that make PyTorch?
PyTorch is like the favorite tool of researchers and academics. It's loved for its dynamic computation graph and the fact that it's more Pythonic, making it easier for prototyping and experimentation.
So it's the cool, flexible friend who's always up for experimenting?
Exactly, Jamie. PyTorch allows developers and researchers to tweak models on the fly and has a strong integration with the Hugging Face ecosystem, which is fantastic for working with transformers in natural language processing.
Moving on, scikit-learn sounds less flashy, but still pretty important.
Scikit-learn is the workhorse of traditional machine learning. It's perfect for when you're dealing with structured data and need to perform tasks like classification, regression, or clustering. It's got a more straightforward API, which is excellent for beginners and data scientists looking to implement standard algorithms efficiently.
So it's the reliable friend who's always there when you need to go back to basics?
Absolutely. And let's not forget about Keras, Spacey, and the Hugging Face transformers. Keras simplifies neural network construction, Spacey offers cutting-edge natural language processing, and transformers give you access to pre-trained models like BERT and GPT for NLP tasks.
This is a lot to take in, Alex. How do you choose the right one?
It's all about understanding your project needs. TensorFlow for scalability, PyTorch for research, scikit-learn for traditional ML, and so on. Also, consider performance, security, and monitoring needs for production systems.
Got it. This feels like choosing characters in a video game, each with its strengths and weaknesses.
That's one way to look at it, Jamie. Each library has its unique features, and sometimes you might even combine them to achieve your goals.
Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on the future of Python and AI?
Python's ecosystem continues to evolve, with libraries becoming more integrated and performance-oriented. Expect to see tighter integration with technologies like Rust for performance and a stronger focus on responsible AI. The community is vibrant, and the future looks bright for Python AI developers.
As always, you've managed to break down the complex world of Python AI libraries into something digestible. Thanks, Alex.
It's always a pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Remember to keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives. Until next time, keep nerding out.